This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishmor Daf HaShavua. We're learning about borrowed tzitzis. This is very important. The Mechaber said if somebody borrows a garment that does not have tzitzis on it, you're patur from putting on tzitzis for 30 days. After 30 days, it's Maras Ha'ayin, so you put on Midrabanan. However, that's all if you borrowed a garment. But the Mechaber says if you borrowed it already mitzuyetzes, you make a bracha on it immediately. Why? So the Mishabura said, some are machmer, the Mishabura and Sivkatan Yudav said, some are machmer, and they hold that no, don't make a bracha on it, because maybe he gave it to you as a loan. Maybe he's lending it to you. You can't make a bracha unless he gave it to you as matana menachas ha'achzer. But most achroinim agreed to the Shulchan Aruch, and they hold the reason why you make a bracha on it is because if somebody gives you a talis shel mitzvah, you can assume that he's giving it to you as a matana menachas ha'achzer. It's better to ask him that he give it to you explicitly as a matana menachas ha'achzer. So this is a very important halacha. Let's say you're going to a shul, you don't have your talis on you, you're borrowing someone else's talis, can't just make a bracha on it. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says you can, because we're presuming he's giving it to you as matana menachas ha'achzer. But again, it would be better to ask him to give it to you as matana amanas lahachzer and not as she'ela. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha, that if you borrow a talis, you could assume he's giving it to you as a matana amanas lahachzer. That's only if you're putting it on for davening, because you need a talis shel mitzvah. But what if you're borrowing it to get an aliyah, or to get a psicha, or to be oyla leduchin, where you're only wearing it mishum kavod? You do not make a bracha on it. You hear this? If you grab someone's talis just for a kavod, you don't make a bracha, because maybe he's just lending it to you. He's not being makneh to you. Some say, well, you make a bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah said that you should be mechavein, not to be koineh it. This way, you don't have to make a bracha on it lekuleyama. But not if you're borrowing it for tefillah. If you're borrowing it letefillah, just the opposite. You should ask him explicitly, "Can I have it as matana amanasa hachzer?" But if you're borrowing it for naliyah, you should have in mind explicitly not to be koinet. However, the Mishnah Berurah added another important thing. This is only if you borrow an individual's talis. But the talis of the kehila, you must make a bracha on it, even if you take it for an aliyah. You hear this halacha? Mishnah Berurah says, if you're borrowing the shul's talis for a psicha, you're throwing it on for a psicha, you're throwing it on for a galila, you must make a bracha, and it doesn't help to be mechave not to be koinet. Doesn't help to have that in mind. It only helps to have that in mind if the person is potentially only lending it to you and not makna it to you. But the shul of the talis, you must make a bracha. Why? Because the shul of the talis was purchased, that anyone who puts it on, it's his. Okay? So now this is not a very well-observed halacha. What, it doesn't help to say, well, I'm only doing it for an aliyah. It doesn't matter what your kavan is. You must make a bracha. So if I make a bracha, I have to check it. Yeah, of course you have to check it. You have to check it. You got to check it. I tircha de tzibura. Exactly. So make sure you check it fast. Now, that's why you're better off borrowing your friend's talis and having in mind not to be koinet. But it's not going to help if you borrow the shul's talis. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Even though, by the way, the Taz holds b'makom terchet tzibura, you don't have to check tzitzis. That's your tzitzis that you usually check. But the kehila's tzitzis, which in all probability, a very good chance it's not good. You know, the talisim they have in shuls are often problematic. You would have to check it. So now let us see, as quickly as we can, the bir halacha. The bir halacha, the bottom bir halacha on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. when you bark shimutsiyatzes, ayin bim the bottom beer alacha, ayin bim mishaburus soif sivkot nilav mashkusam lein talas hakol da daitoch kanu ken kazab dar chachayim utmihani lamat sarach laze. Why do I need this? Why do I need to say that the talis of the kihila was bought, that whoever wears it, it's his? Why don't we say something else? Why don't we say, what about the fact that a talis of shufim is chayiv in tzitzis? I see some question. I have never seen something anyone, any country, any making a bracha on a talis. Okay, so now that you know the halacha, you'll be able to tell a lot of people the right thing to do, okay? And if you get the second or third aliyah, can you rely on the previous aliyah checking it? No, because there's no way he's checking it. There's not a chance in the world that he's going to do it. How many people know this? So the fact that nobody does it is very important to know. This way you could tell people. And the fact that you can rely on the two questions answer each other. Since nobody knows it, you can't rely on the fact that anyone's going to check it. But look in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, the answer is you've never seen anyone check it, because I'm going to tell you why. Number one, Nusuch Svar, they don't wear a talis by Mincha. Number two, Nusuch Ashkenaz, they're so confused that they don't put on a talis by Mincha either, because they think you don't have to wear a talis by Mincha, even though Nusuch Ashkenaz should wear a talis by Mincha. So that's why you never saw. Because in almost no shuls, except for maybe some young Israels, do they wear a talis. The actual thing is, they should. Nusuch Ashkenaz in yeshivas, I believe in most yeshivas they do wear a talis. For any kibud, that's minhag Ashkenaz. But anyway, the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha says here, to mehani lama tzarach lezeh halay al yirah, because of the house of Shavim, v'chini samar chabel gassitza, sim tav tav kuf nun, v'yoysim rizah shamor d'chai kasa abbefeirish, d'loy tzricha lahad d'kaz arashvam bava basra. So why can't we use the svara that the reason why you're chayiv to make a bracha on the talis of the shul is because it's a talis of shufim? Look on the second line on the next amud. He says maybe the reason why the Derech Chaim needs his reason is because sometimes the city is very big, so if there are 1,000 people in the shul and 1,000 people own the talis, then nobody owns the shavar pruta of the talis, so that would not be a reason to be mechayiv them. However, comes the Sefer Shari Ephraim, and this Rabbi Jaffa, look at this, it's very important. Uvesev Shari Ephraim, Kasav the Yoiser Tov Likach Tal Shu'ula Beis Al Yosel Tarmi Likach Tal Sakahol. You're always better off taking your next door neighbor's talis than taking the talis of the tzibur. Shebet talis akol nichnas lichlal safik shemuchu levarich. Vim lakach talis akol v'roitzu levarich. Yichavino shroitzu levarich. Shem malbush shel tzitzis yad v'roitzu gemoy b'shach. Now, you'll say, oh, I'll make a bracha. Yeah, right. You make a bracha? You have to do an atifa. You hear this? You're going to have to put it up to your mouth, flip it behind you, whack the guy, but you have to do the whole thing. Okay? So it's always better to take the talis of your friend, because to take the talis of the kehila, you're nichnas a suffik bracha, but if you're going to take the talis of the kahal and you want to make a bracha, you should have in mind you're wearing it l'shem malbish, you should do an atifa, you don't have to stand mutav shir hilaf da'ar amos, and if you don't want to make a bracha, don't wrap your head. Just do atifas aguf. Okay, so that might be a way out of it. So you don't make an atifa, and you just do atifas aguf, and the ikar is atifas haroish. V'nosan tam ledvara ba'pischi sharem. He says, "Betalas hakahol yesh levarach alav kumay betalas shel shufim. Kamakam nira dafka kshinat ba'roish kedarach atifas shachres." That's only if you're going to wrap your head. Habalav hachi in levarach. Av sheyesh das ksas poiskim achokim azel sviluhu di'itav aguf sagi. Even though some poiskim hold wrapping the body is enough, mikamakam in kavanos l'sativ klal rak levishol l'shelam shem kaved ba'alma. But you could say his kavan is not really to wrap; it's just for kaved, like Mendy said the story yesterday. So therefore, loy Karina Nasher Techasaba beitav arai kaze. It's not called Asher Techasaba. So the bottom line is like this: what he's saying, it's better not to get involved with the talis of the kehila. But if you need to, don't cover your head, don't wrap you, don't do an atifa saroish. Have in mind you're wearing a levisha ba'ama. And what if you're taking your own talis and you're in a rush? What if you're just like throwing on a talis on your shoulders for an aliyah? You're not even putting it in your head, and you're just like, you know, so like flying there to the aliyah like Superman. You're not even wearing it. then it's a question. Now, does the Mishnah Berurah like this? Nope, he doesn't. Udvarv chalushim b'miksa, it's a little bit weak. Because the haskama of the Shulchan Aruch is, what are we going to say? Oh, I'm not doing an atifa, so I don't have to make a bracha on it. Eino likuva, and the Mishnah Berurah says atifa is not likuva. And if it's your own talis and you're late and you're putting on your ksefayim, could it be you don't have to make a bracha? No, most places say you have to make a bracha. However, basically, that which you pointed out, you never saw someone make a bracha, it's really because they're not doing it correctly. Now, do they have what to rely on? Yeah, they have the Shari Ephraim to rely on, that they're not doing an atifa. And they're not wearing it l'shem, atifas haguf even, they're just doing it l'kavod. And therefore, they're relying on that. The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, does not like it. Because you don't need atifas haguf, atifas haroish. You don't even need atifa to begin with. But that which the Shari Ephraim says, if you want to make a bracha, you should be mechavin to wear l'shem tzitzis, that's correct. Because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But then he says, I found support for the Shari Ephraim. That is, the Be'er Hetev brings the name of Lechem Chamudos, that if you're just wearing it, mishum kavrat tzibur, ein mevarech. Now, there it's talking about somebody who's saying Kaddish Yosayim, where he's throwing on a talis. There, the Be'er Hetev brings not to make a bracha. Probably because that's not considered a levisha hachayeves betzitzis. The bottom line is, the best thing to do is to borrow someone else's talis. It's better not to get involved in the kehilas talis. Again, if you need the talis for shachris, let's say you forgot your talis at home, then fine, borrow the kehilas talis and make a bracha. But borrowing the kehilas talis for an aliyah is problematic. Do you have what to rely on? Yeah, the Shari Ephraim and the Be'er Hetev, that if you're wearing it, mishum kavod, then it could be you're not chayv in tzitzis, and you're not making an atifa, but the Mishnah Berurah is definitely not thrilled with that, and he does not codify it that way in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah, he says that you should make a bracha. So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is borrow someone else's talis for an aliyah. You're stuck, and you have the kehilas talis. It seems like the best thing to do is check it and make a bracha. Is that realistic? Could be not. Does anybody do that? Not too many people. Is that the right thing to do? Yeah. Okay. Let us... Okay, we're just going to do one Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis. Ayin Sim Tarfesh Nuches Sif Hele Inyan Lulav Urupim Agadim Sham. That if you borrowed a tzitzis, a talis, that's mitzvah yatzis, you make a bracha on immediately. If you borrow someone's talis, you must return it right away. If let's say the owner is walking out today, you're not going to catch him. So you better give it to him by tomorrow. If you do not return a talis that you borrowed, and the one who gave it to you does not have another talis, then you have uprooted the matana menas lahachzir, and you were not yoytzei the mitzvah when you borrowed it, and you're a ganav. Besides that, you're doing good though. Dinira dinekar hamatana mafrelo kunebe kesuscha. You're nekar the matana because he gave it to you amenas lahachzir. If you didn't return it, it's not going to be good. Like we say by lulav and esrei. The avshi yishle talis katan. But the guy has a talis katan. Mikamong mistav daaday tochi loy nosan. Like he didn't have in mind to lend it to you that you should wear his talis gadol, and he wears his talis katan. The loy kamashik of saver nesavachayim, not like the nesavachayim says you can rely on the fact that gam nesbar sham. It's also clear over there. Da'achas shiyotz ba'tzarch lasav lina levav b'matana kidei sheyesh shabalim. When you return it, you have to give it to the owner as a gift, because otherwise it's not his. Now, why would you have to give it as a matana? He gave it to you as a matana al menas lahachzir. So I'm just returning it to you. But it seems that, like, by lulav and esrog, if someone gives you a lulav and esrog as a matana al menas lahachzir, you must return it to them as a matana. You can't just say, oh, take your item back. Because once it becomes... See, if you get a matana al menas lahachzir, it's yours. So now that it's yours, you have to be makin' it back to the guy. But it's his, and he only gave it to you on condition that you give it back. Then it seems like you still have to give it to him as a matana. If you ruin the guy's talis, let's say you got cholent on it, if you did not give it back the way you got it, you don't get the mitzvah. You got to give when he gives it to you as the way he gave it to you. Okay, Rabbi, say have an amazing day. We have a fantastic shiur tonight on the magic of the number 57. Good stuff. Also, if you want to join us at 5 p.m. for Yisoid Hatshuva, you are cordially invited. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.